all love a delicious treat, right? But then comes that little voice, is this going to mess up my fitness goals? It's something pretty much everyone struggles with. And that's exactly why the deep dive is here, basically your shortcut to being really informed, maybe without some of that guilt. So today we're tackling a question that might, you know, raise an eyebrow. Can something like banana bread, which feels kind of indulgent, actually be a key part of a fitness-focused diet?
It's a great question, isn't it? And what we're seeing is that high-protein banana bread, well, it's more than just a tasty bake. It's actually shaping up to be a pretty smart tool for anyone serious about fitness.
Okay, interesting. Let's unpack this then. Our mission for this deep dive, really pull out the key stuff. Why is this high protein version supposedly so great for fitness folks? What's the science? How do you make it right, tweak it, keep it fresh? And are there maybe other health perks we're missing? So yeah, get ready for some possibly surprising facts and tips. Might just change your snack routine. So let's kick things off with the main appeal. We're talking a genuinely tasty way to mix bananas with a good hit of protein. So it's not just like a less bad treat. It's something that could actively help with fitness goals.
Exactly. And the benefits are actually quite broad. It's not just about energy. It's about sustained energy. Thanks to the complex carbs, you avoid that typical sugar crash you get from, you know, other sweet things. And crucially, it really does support muscle growth and recovery. Think of it like building blocks for your muscles.
Yeah.
The protein provides those blocks, and the carbs help deliver them effectively. So for people who exercise a lot, this means potentially less soreness, maybe even better performance, because the body's repairing itself better. Looking bigger picture, these protein-boosted baked goods, they're linked to potentially increasing muscle mass, strength, improving that recovery time, enhancing athletic performance, and even helping out with weight management.
That's wow. That really does reframe it from just a snack. But okay, for someone used to regular banana bread, what's the biggest difference they'll feel? Is it just the protein powder doing all the work, like some kind of magic bullet? Or is it more about how everything works together?
Yeah, that's a really important point. It's definitely about the combination, the synergy. This bread is designed to give you both protein and those complex carbs. That makes it pretty versatile, whether you're trying to build muscle, maybe lose weight, or just, you know, stay healthy overall. Choosing the right fitness foods is key. And high-protein banana bread often comes up as a top choice because it delivers taste and nutrients. Makes healthy eating feel less like a chore, right?
Right. Sustainable. Okay, so if we're sold on the why, let's get practical. How do we actually make this stuff so it works and tastes good? What are the absolute must-have ingredients?
Okay, essentials. You definitely need ripe bananas. That's key for flavor and moisture. Can't skimp there. Then a good quality protein powder. Whey is popular. Great for muscle growth. Pea protein is a solid, plant-based, hypoallergenic option full of essential amino acids. And egg white protein is another good one. Very complete amino acid profile.
Sure.
You'll probably want something like almond flour or another nut flour. Adds nutrition, good texture. Healthy oils, coconut or avocado are good choices. And then optional stuff like nuts or seeds for crunch and extra nutrients. Maybe a touch of natural sweetener like honey or maple syrup if you need it.
Got it. So let's dive a bit deeper into the mechanics, the science bit. How do these ingredients really work together for fitness? What's happening on that level?
Well, the science really points to that mix. Combining the protein with complex carbs and healthy fats boosts the overall nutritional punch. The proteins provide those crucial essential amino acids, the ones your body needs, for muscle repair and growth. This makes it fantastic for post-workout.
Okay.
So key scientific benefits, we're talking improved muscle recovery, definitely. Increased protein synthesis, that's basically your body's muscle-building process. And maybe even better nutrient absorption overall. Understanding this helps you see it's not just calories, it's functional food.
Functional food, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, ingredients.check. Glance.check. Now, the baking itself, how do we nail that perfect loaf every time? Moist, delicious, not a brick. What are the tips?
Right, avoiding the brick. First things first, preheat your oven. Standard 350 Fahrenheit, that's 180 Celsius. Mixing technique is surprisingly important. Use a gentle folding motion. Overmixing is the enemy of tenderness here. It makes it tough.
Ah, okay. Fold, don't beat.
Exactly. And try to use room temperature ingredients, eggs, any liquids. It just helps everything combine smoothly for a better texture. Checking if it's done.
Yeah.
The classic toothpick test. Stick it in the center. If it comes out clean, you're good to go.
Simple enough. But let's be real. Sometimes things go wrong, especially with protein baking, right? I've definitely made dense, crumbly things before. What are the common mistakes people make, and how do we fix them?
Oh, yeah. The dense cedrillo loaf is a classic issue. Often, it is down to overmixing, like we just said, or sometimes using a bit too much protein powder. It can really suck the moisture out.
Mm-hmm.
So, solution, mix just until the ingredients are combined, and maybe dial back the protein powder slightly if you consistently have issues. Other things could be your oven temperature is off, or you're just not baking it long enough. So double check your oven, maybe with a thermometer, and trust the toothpick test.
Right.
And again, those ripe bananas really do help with moisture and flavor. Don't underestimate them. Baking takes a bit of practice. Be patient with it.
Good advice. Okay, so say we've baked a beautiful loaf. Now, how do we make it our perfect loaf? Customization. And how do we fit it into a busy week, meal prep-wise?
Customization is where it gets fun. You can totally add different walnuts, almonds are great, seeds too, chia, flax, they add omega-3s, fiber.
Ooh, nice.
Spices, yeah. Cinnamon, nutmeg, cardamom, whatever you like.
Yep.
And yeah, switching up the protein powder type whey versus plant-based will change the flavor and nutrition profile slightly. Experiment.
Love that. Okay, practicalities then. Storage. No one wants dry banana bread by day three. And how do we use it best nutritionally during the day?
Good point. Storage, airtight container, room temp, you'll get maybe up to 3 days. For longer, definitely freeze it, wrap it really well, plastic wrap, then maybe foil stops, freezer burn, it'll last up to 2 months easily.
Okay, and getting it ready to eat from frozen?
Yeah, just thawed at room temperature. Or if you're in a hurry, microwave a slice for maybe 20, 30 seconds. Quick tip, wrap it in a damp paper towel in the microwave, keeps it moist. Or you can toast it, gives it a nice crispy edge.
Toasted, nice. And nutritionally, what are we looking at per slice, roughly, and when's the best time to eat it?
Typically, you're looking around 250, 300 calories per slice. Protein-wise, aiming for that 20, 25 gram mark is pretty common in these recipes. Carbs usually around 30, 35 grams, and fats maybe 10, 12 grams. But obviously, this varies with the recipe and ingredients. Best times to enjoy it? Well, it's pretty versatile. Pre-workout, say 30 minutes to an hour before, gives you energy from the carbs, plus the protein helps sustain it.
Makes sense.
Post-workout's another great time. That protein goes straight to work repairing muscle, potentially reducing soreness, perfect for when you need something quick after the gym. Or honestly, just as a healthy snack anytime. Mid-afternoon slump, It's satisfying, curbs hunger, keeps you on track.
And portion-wise for a snack?
A slice is usually good, hitting that 20-ish grams of protein. Or you could have a slightly smaller piece and pair it with, say, Greek yogurt or a few nuts for an extra protein boost.
Great breakdown. Okay, let's push beyond just the protein for a second. Are there other maybe hidden health benefits lurking in this banana bread that might surprise people?
Absolutely. It's definitely more than just a protein delivery system. Think about the bananas themselves, potassium.
Mm.
Great for heart health, helps manage blood pressure.
Mm, good point.
If you're using whole wheat flour or adding seeds like flax or chia, you're getting a good dose of fiber. That's fantastic for digestive health. Keeps things regular, feeds good gut bacteria. And depending on your add-ins, like nuts or dark chocolate chips perhaps, you could be getting antioxidants too, which help protect your cells from damage. So yeah, it's that mix of nutrients. Again, it really can be part of a genuinely balanced diet, offering more than just muscle fuel.
That's really cool. It feels much more holistic. So given all this goodness, how adaptable is the recipe? What if someone's gluten-free or vegan or maybe trying low carb?
Super adaptable, actually. For gluten-free, you just swap the regular flour for a good gluten-free blend. You might need to add a binder like xanthan gum. It helps mimic gluten's texture.
Nope.
Vegan. Easy peasy. Use plant-based protein powders, pea, hemp, soy, brown rice. Loads of options now. And obviously, make sure any other ingredients fit, like using maple syrup instead of honey, plant-based milk if needed.
Right.
Low carb gets a bit trickier because of the bananas, but
yeah.
You can definitely make modifications. Use almond or coconut flour instead of grain flours. Cut way back on added sugar. Maybe use stevia or monk fruit. And lean into those healthy fats like coconut oil or avocado oil. It won't be exactly the same, but you can definitely create a lower carb version that still tastes great and fits those needs. It encourages a bit of kitchen creativity.
It really does. Okay, so wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening right now? We've seen high-protein banana bread isn't just a treat, right? It's this versatile, nutritious, and yeah, pretty delicious tool if you're serious about fitness and health.
Absolutely. It helps fuel workouts. It really does aid muscle recovery. And it works as a genuinely satisfying, balanced snack. And, you know, long-term fitness success often comes down to finding healthy choices you actually enjoy and can stick with. This kind of recipe really ticks those boxes. Makes healthy eating feel good.
Totally agree. So my final thought for you is this. How can you take these ideas, smart ingredient swaps, thinking about nutrient synergy, and apply them to other foods you love? How can you maybe transform some of your other favorite treats into allies for your fitness journey? It really shows that, yeah, maybe indulgence and wellness can actually go hand in hand. Keep exploring that idea of nutrient synergy, how foods work better together, and the power of food beyond just the basic macros. There's a lot there.